Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, 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 Hyper Sloth fans and Zigzag.
Hello.
How was that? How's our old friend Double Z, Z squared?
Are you there?
You got a hot mic. Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I accidentally turned off the headphones while trying to turn on the mic.
Okay, awesome. We're professionals.
Brilliant.
Here. Look out, people.
That's right. I practiced that move all day.
So how are you? You sound good. You sound healthy.
What in the world's going on there? It sounds like you're coming to us live from the side of the road.
I'm kind of in the front porch area, so you may hear the occasional passing motorcycle or the neighbor's rooster.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't really notice the rooster last time until I recapped the show and listened to it back. And that's one spry rooster you got out there, Rufus.
Yeah, I think, and this is no joke, I think he's being raised to fight other roosters, because I looked out the window the other day, and I thought, well, that's cute, that guy's playing with that rooster, and he, like, had a dog toy, you know, kind of leading this rooster around, and kind of whacking it in the face, and then I noticed that this rooster had, like,
cute.
Had, like, little... then I kind of realized what was going on, and I think he was, you know, trying to make the rooster aggressive.
Better watch out for your dog.
Yeah, my dog stays inside most of the time, but he is no match for a rooster. He's not even a match for a hummingbird. He's tiny and weak and spends most of his time trembling.
Not to mention, I think that a rooster pretty much carries a shiv.
Yeah, I think he fashioned one out of a piece of eggshell.
So now, is there just the single rooster over there, or are they raising a small army of roosters?
I've only seen the one, and I've only heard the one. Now, I'm not savvy enough to be able to distinguish between the sound of different roosters. There may be 20 over there, and they just sound the same. But I think there's only one.
Did I just hear him?
Yeah, he is a chatty rooster, man. I tell you what, I thought roosters only, you know, spoke up when the sun came up, but this dude is fucking roostering all goddamn day long. And I'm trying to, like, kind of ramp up my my voiceover gigs, right? And it makes it really hard when, like, every third word you can hear a rooster in the background.
Unless you're doing something for a farm, some kind of farm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But luckily, most of that I do when the sun goes down anyway.
Have you explained to tell Eli not to get emotionally attached to said rooster? I wouldn't go naming him or anything. He might not be around for very long.
That's a very good point. I got a feeling that if he loses a fight, he doesn't get a chance to fight again. He probably winds up on a dinner table.
Yeah, I'd say you'll know, because they will be grilling out rooster that night.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll be having a fiesta, and I'll notice some chicken on the grill.
Of course, he probably is pretty sinewy, I would imagine, being a fighter and all.
That's true. Yeah, there's probably not a lot of juiciness.
Not a lot of good eating on that
rooster. No, it's all feathers and muscle.
I guess you'll know, actually, if you come home and they're just, like, feeding him sticks of butter that he probably lost.
Internal basting, yeah. You can do that with, you ever watch that show, Bizarre Foods, where that guy's eating all kinds of weird shit that just kind of makes
you
nauseous?
Are you talking about Andrew Zimmerman?
Yes, I am. He saw he had a show once where, well, I'm sure he's done this multiple times. He had a show where he was talking to some dude, and he was over at this guy's house, and this guy's specialty was he raised an ape bugs, different kinds of insects. And he was actually, he called it gut loading. He would feed them certain things so that when he bit into them, they would taste like, you know, garlic butter or pesto, you know.
I personally would just take out the middleman and eat the garlic or the pesto instead of putting it in a bug to eat.
Yeah.
Did like you see the one where they put that they put that apple in Andrew Zimmerman's mouth and tried to roast him?
Well, he wanted to eat himself, I'm sure.
Well, he is a big fat fucking pig.
Well, how do you get so fat eating the things you eat?
That's right. How odd. They were gut-loading him with pig flop.
Jesus Christ. Do you think he just... Instead of like a catering truck on the set, they just have a big trough and they just dump whatever they can find in it for him?
Yeah, if he's not wallowing in his own filth.
He just kind of waddles up at noon and says, it's time to gut load.
I think they usually gut load him while they're trimming his hoofs.
Oh, my God. That's right. He would be a filthed animal. Maybe that's why he hangs out with so many Muslims. He feels safe.
Well, he's actually, the funny thing is, he's part pig and part billy goat. That's why he eats all kinds of weird food.
He's a piggy goat.
So, anyways, what's shaking down there in Central America? Anything exciting happening on there, Rufus, that we need to know about here up in the States?
Nothing that hasn't happened before, you know, just hanging out, chilling. Levi's met some neighbor kids, and they've been over to play and hang out. And it seems to be the kids apparently have no language barrier because they get along great. And
cool.
That's about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Weather's still nice. What, now does it get cold there, Rufus, or is it like sunny and warm 365 with the rainy season?
There's a dry season and a rainy season, but there's nothing like summer or winter. But there will be times when a breeze will kick up, and it's almost kind of gives you a chill. Maybe it's just because by comparison you're hot as fuck all day. But there are moments where it's very cool, but I wouldn't call it cold.
Right. You know, I was thinking the other day that when I lived in Texas, I didn't even own a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much wore shorts every day for 14 years.
Yeah. Now, what's weird, two things actually that reminded me of something. One is it's actually hotter in Texas than it is here, which you can vouch for because of your camping trip. But two, it's pretty obvious that like the people, the Nicaraguans here are like, they're made for it. You know, they grew up here and their families are here and everything because, like, I walk around and I'm a sweaty, disgusting mess all day and I've got to wear sunglasses or my eyes boil. But they're just walking around, you know, they'll be wearing pants. I'll see guys walking around wearing a suit without a drop of sweat on his forehead, not wearing sunglasses, and just kind of walking along whistling like it's no big deal. And I'm, like, barely able to, you know, fucking think straight because it's so hot. But
apparently they do not know about hydrating.
I don't think they need to.
They're camels? Camel people.
That's right. It's camel people. Maybe the pig goat should come over and show here.
Now say that you're just hanging out in a bar there in Grenada. Does anybody ever talk about the cocaine islands that we have heard so much about? Have you ever heard one word about the cocaine islands, or is that not to be spoken of?
I've heard no words, but I don't really hang out with people that would talk about that. I'm not kind of a chatty person. I don't sit at a bar. I'm kind of there to brood and find cheers.
You do have a distant, far-off look in your city bar, I would
yeah.
imagine. very deep in thought.
A thousand yard stare.
Anyways, you remember when I was telling you that I was learning the bass line to Journey to the Center of Your Mind, which is this week's go-to song, our song analysis. But the next day, you know, because I'm not really used to playing bass and I hadn't been playing that much guitar recently, I woke up the next day and it was like I put my fingers on a hot iron. They were like
really?
A hamburger.
Holy cow.
Well, just not used
and
to playing bass, you know.
Were you able fat, round, wound strings that are like slamming your fingers against gravel for an hour straight?
Yeah, I had to call in sick to work.
Well, you can't click a mouse with fingers like that.
That's right. Even though that was not my mouse hand. So did you get
well,
to listen to the song? You know, it was funny that you said that that song depressed you because it made you feel like you should have been alive back then. And I'm telling you, I think it would have been, I should have been born, I'm guessing, in like 1955.
You broke up
with that. Rufus,
yeah,
you are back.
I'm losing you, man.
You are back to losing me, and I'm losing you as well.
No.
You think that's on your end, or you think that's on my end here?
I mean, I don't know, because I think it's a blow talk. Because, like, we Skype with my parents all the time, and there's no problem.
Right.
And even, like, video Skype, so it's end with. So.
Yeah, because last time, I mean, when I was listening on the air, I don't think I ever, I felt like I was going in and out a little bit, but I think I was moving away from the microphone when I was talking. But you were definitely giving off some weird musical vibes there, just like with wah-wah effects and echo effects on your voice.
Yeah, I definitely heard it last time. But let me see if I can get closer to the Wi-Fi router and see if that helps. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Now it sounds like you're by a bad end brook.
That's probably my sinus infection. How's this? Is this any better?
What do you do if you get sick down there?
We have a witch doctor up the road, but no, I'm kidding. There's like hospitals. There's like doctors all over the place. In fact, that's one of the things that I asked people on this expat forum as soon as we got here. Let's see, cardiologist. I was like, hey, how do I find a doctor? And they sent me a link to basically the Nicaraguan Yellow Pages online, and they have a huge list of like all kinds of specialties and stuff. And just general practitioners here, and it's even broken down by, like, are they fluent in English or not. And then in Managua, actually between here and Managua, there's, like, two state-of-the-art hospitals that are, like, pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward to getting sick just so I can see how it
Check
all
it
works.
Out. Test the food.
Yeah.
So you can see how good the food is.
Yes.
Now, insurance-wise, would your insurance cover that, or how does that go? Do they just have, like, socialized medicine there?
They do, actually, but I haven't gotten deep into it enough to know, like, how the finances work or that kind of stuff. I do know that a lot of people, like, will come here to get certain medical things done and just kind of build a vacation around it because it's
right.
cheaper and less of a headache to deal with in the States. But, yeah,
yeah
I don't
I've seen that kind of stuff. So, anyways, do we have beer as food in the queue? Can we play beer as food for the good people out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely we can. By the way, gosh, maybe we should have mentioned this earlier. Why don't you folks go to HypersoftRadio.com, check us out, and see our beautiful smiling faces there. But there's also information. I'm going to put that rooster on the website, I think. But there's information
you
about
should.
How you can star in this video, in the video for this song, Beer is Food, which is about everybody's favorite food, beer. So I'm ready to spin.
It.
You ready to hear it?
I'm ready to hear it. I'm chomping.
That's what?
Let's drink.
Indeed.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A trigger fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. They got the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of commitment.
And that's how millionaires are made. Songs like
hey,
that.
Hey, that's right. Beer, people, it's not just for breakfast anymore. You're allowed to drink at any time of the day. Although
right.
It will
even
give you a whole
evening.
New way of looking at life for breakfast.
You know, I was thinking that we should start. We really, man, if we were, like, living next door to each other, we would absolutely have to do this. Start a microbrewery, Hypersloth Brew, whatever. And just have one beer that's just called food. And that's all it says on the label. You even make it like a generic food label, just white and black, food. And then have another one called the Drunk Rooster. And we can, I'll take a picture of this rooster.
Can we also have food light?
Yes, we can have food light. Absolutely.
And food dark?
Food dark, yeah, that would be... I guess it'd be Cajun beer, right? Blackened.
I guess we would have to start a whole thing and call it a microfoodery.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, concept.
That's what
new concept.
That's right. Every episode we spin out just like $1 million ideas. And we're not millionaires.
That's
what gives?
what sucks is we're already millionaires. So, I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, that's kind of true. That's kind of true. I mean,
we're not rich in money, people. We're rich in wit and comedy skill sets.
That's right. We have millions of comedy genes flowing through our bloodstream.
We do, and 300,000 of them die every minute.
That's right. But, hey, I did remember to upload Internet Love Song as well, so we can spin that at some point.
All right, we will do that. Did you want to talk about the song at all, Rufus? I mean, I think it's pretty much self-explanatory, but that's what I was saying. You know, you said that it made you depressed, and, yeah, I think I should have been born in, like, 1952 or something, so I would be 18 in, like, 69 or something, because it really actually depressed me, too, because I was like, this is a goddamn cool fucking music. You know, my wife hates, like, psychedelic music, and I drive her nuts with it all the time, but I just can't get enough of it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, it's innovative and creative. You know, that's lacking now. Everything is just so, like, overprocessed and produced and thought out and, like, you know, penciled out in a flow chart, and you have 9 people writing one song for other people who have no fucking talent. But back then, it was like everybody just kind of threw the rules out the fucking window and said, we're going to start on this note and end up on this note and just kind of make shit up in between that nobody's ever heard before. And it's like, I don't know, when I listen to even that song, that's a pretty good example of it, is I feel like it's going to sound cheesy as hell, but I feel like I'm really kind of taking a ride on something. I'm like going through an experience. I mean, is that incredibly cheesy?
No, actually it's not, because I understand where you're coming from. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it just grabs me, and I'm just like, I don't know, it puts me in a good mood. I mean, I don't know if that might be cheesy, but I'm telling you, psychedelic music puts me in a good, weird mood.
Yeah, it does, me too, and it's like, it's a good mood because it's different from everything else. I mean, it kind of, everything else you do during the day is sort of like ticking things off a list of bullet points. I got to do this, I got to do that, blah, blah, blah. And even like writing music has become that way. But when you listen to a song like that, that's good and well done, then not only are you like, holy shit, these guys are just geniuses, but it just kind of goes against the grain of all the expected normal bullshit you got to do every day. And I think as a human being, you know, it's kind of freeing. That's what makes you happy. It's like, wow, this is just so organic. And I can just kind of sit here and feel like I'm, you know, floating down a river and I don't know where the fuck it's going to go. Because they change keys and stuff.
Right, and yeah,
I
it's
can't
not made by
keys.
Some kind of computer logarithm, like computer, like songs are made today. They're like just some kind of flow chart, like you said, just pumps it out at the end of the day.
Right. And there's actually a compliment we got on Internet Love Song. I don't think it was intended as a compliment, but it really kind of speaks to that, and that is that, you know, it seems like every instrument is kind of in a world of its own. But the difference being, when it's done well, is that they still kind of, you know, coalesce and mesh for like the bigger picture. But, you know, if you got a guitar that's doing some weird funky thing, you got a bass that's doing like some weird funky thing, and the drums are just all syncopated and fucking crazy, and then vocals that are like, I don't know what psychedelic vocals are. I don't know how to describe it. It's
because
like,
it's almost you're like not taking enough psychedelics.
Crooners. Yeah. It's like singers and bands like that remind me, and this might not make a lot of sense, but they remind me of guys like Frank Sinatra, because they have that charisma. And they have that just sort of here I am and fucking deal with it attitude. But obviously they don't sound like it. Does that make any sense?
No, it does make sense. I know exactly what you're saying. It totally makes sense. They just, and they, you know what? They weren't afraid to go for it. I think that's where the awesomeness comes out. They're just going for it. There was no rules. You couldn't really do it wrong. You don't care if it got played on the radio. You know what I mean? Most of it was live stuff, and who cares, you know? People just were a lot freer and a lot less opinionated assholes around back then. I think you were free to kind of do what you wanted to do.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
get into it.
Yeah. It's skull.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish. I agree with you on what you said earlier. Like, I've thought about, like, what decade or 10-year period would I like to live in, like, my 20s in, right? And there's two of them. Well, it's more than that sometimes. But there's two of them. One is I'd like to live my 20s between 75 and 85. The other one is I'd like to live my 20s between 65 and 75. Because I think that whole 20-era period is really interesting. It kind of came to a demise in the early 80s. But to, like, ride that whole fucking ride from when music became weird but accepted and idolized, I don't know. It's that whole thing seems fascinating.
That, you know what, you're right. That 20-year period is pretty pivotal in the history of music, really. Or the music, you know, I don't know if it would have made a difference if you listened to Justin Bieber or anything like that, but I definitely think it paved the way for definitely some experimenting and some kind of getting back to the roots of music, you know, rock and roll-wise, that maybe people lost when they were getting into disco and whatnot.
Yeah, now, about the Amboy Dukes specifically, I'd heard Journey to the Center of the Mind, or, of course, I'm familiar with the song.
Center of Your Mind.
But I really wasn't, but I wasn't really familiar with the band that much. And I had no idea, dude, I seriously had no idea Ted Nugent was in that band.
Right? He's like their ace in the hole. They're hidden. Yeah, no one knows. I don't think many people know that. Honestly, for a long time, I didn't know that till you know, about a year after hearing the song. I was reading something on it, and, you know, I remember the first time I ever heard that song was in about 1988, believe it or not. And it literally is one of those songs that I really remember exactly where I was when I heard the song. I was riding in the passenger seat of Joel's VW van, actually. He had that song on a cassette tape, I remember like it was yesterday. It just kind of, I don't know, kind of blew me away, really.
Well, like, after we were talking about that, and then later I posted a song by Damn Yankees that Ted Nugent was in, which pales in comparison, of course, but, like, Ted Nugent kind of lived what we just talked about. Like, world do you...
I was about to say the same thing.
Live, yeah. That's crazy to me that you could be in a band like the Amboy Dukes and then also be in a band like the Damn Yankees. They're so unlike. The spectrum involved, the gray area between the beginning and the end, I can't imagine what, like, a musical ride that must have been. It's crazy.
Yeah, and for him to say that he's never done drugs or anything, that might blow my mind even more, because he's pretty much a fucking whack job now.
Yeah. I've thought that about him before, because he's so fucking nuts. I'm like, it scares me about him that you can be that insane not doing drugs. You know,
right.
If you're totally sober, you're that fucking nuts.
Brain. Yeah, he definitely takes... I don't know. I don't want to say he takes himself too seriously, but he definitely is all about guns and hunting and shit. And I don't have a problem with that, I guess. But, you know, at some point, you don't have to push your opinion on everybody unless you're talking about Hyper Sloth.
Right, exactly. I don't know much about the dude now other than what I accidentally come across on, you know, the internet. But, yeah, apparently he is like a total right-wing nut, which... That's also crazy. I mean,
relax,
how do you go from being in a fucking psychedelic band? I mean, wow.
Right.
But,
you know, and considering people that were on massive amounts of drugs and drinking and whatnot have pretty much paid his bills since he decided to become a full-time musician. He's got a lot of nerve knocking people for doing that kind of stuff now, because I don't think you could listen to Ted Nugent sober, you know, Cat Scratch Fever and whatnot. It's not exactly a deeply... written song.
Right. And I think, two things about Ted Nugent. One is, I think there was some interview he did with Rolling Stone back in like the 70s where he said something about, like, why he didn't, that's another thing, like, I think he's a draft dodger for Vietnam or whatever, and he had said that he did drugs so he could get out of the war, but he was doing drugs. Anyway, the point is that he fessed up to doing some drugs. And also, I saw him, back to food again, with Anthony Bourdain's show, was hanging out with Ted Nugent. And they went to a restaurant, and Ted Nugent had a beer. And he had also said that he never drank, too. So I don't fucking know. The guy's nuts. I don't really care about Ted Nugent.
Yeah, he is nuts. He's got a great smile, though. Ted Nugent has nice teeth.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful teeth. Nice set of hair, too.
Nice set of dentures, I'm sure.
I think he's probably carved from elk bones. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They're hewn out of deer antler.
No, you didn't ever see Terrible Ted's reality show. You know he had a reality show.
He did. I vaguely remember that. I don't think I saw it though.
Yeah, well, I think they only made 4 episodes, and somehow I saw all of them twice. That's how pathetic my life is.
You have the DVD box set, right?
I did. I did. It came in a boar's skull.
Actually, if you got the deluxe one, it was he personally killed an elk for you and shoved it in the carcass.
Yes, I got the collective elk carcass package. The collector's set.
Or you would drive by your house and like stick them on your door with a hunting arrow.
Yeah, he actually shot it into my car tire. And I was driving down the road at like 110 miles an hour.
Yeah, he just sped up next to you. Hi, I'm Ted Nugent. Brought out a compound bow and shot a couple of DVDs at you.
And it's funny, like you said, that he said he never did drugs because I'm pretty sure that one of his most famous lyrics is, "The stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight. It's a free-for-all." Call us in when you people mention it's Ted Nugent ever did drugs. 646-478-0616.
Yeah. That's a pretty good song, too, by the way, free-for-all.
Yes, it is. I actually love that song, and I can tell you where I was the first time I heard that song. Obviously, Ted Nugent has done some things right. He's scarred my brain pretty well.
Well, hey, since we're on the topic of badass psychedelic music, do you want to spin Internet Love Song? Because I got the warning from Blog Talk Radio that we're now not live or recording, which means that we could get cut off at any given moment.
Spin it, DJ. Spin it.
Here it comes.
Check us out, www.hypersloughradio.com. You have been warned.
Virtual dove, typing so fast, my fingers on fire, sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Oh yeah. Well, I spy a little honey with a red hot font. I can tell by how she types exactly what she wants. I go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital. But you will dove, tapping so fast, my fingers on fire, sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. My keyboard with my custom-made golden spot gears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and silly poems, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does.
the net on a mission of love. I'm checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers are fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Take it to my private chat room on my hypertext pad. We began discussing Star Trek trivia. I find out she knows her shit. She knows the Kirk from the Picard. So we get on down to the nasty.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat room for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers are fire. Sending out the goods to a fiber optic wire.
Ooh, yeah. My fingers are smoking. So I open up a file. Oh, my fingers are smoking. And I upload my goods.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That makes the whole thing
awesome.
For me right there.
Awesome stuff. Awesome people. If you want to get that, buy your own copy of that, www.hypersloth.radio.com. We'll take you to many places where you can purchase our awesome songs. iTunes.
Amazon, CD Baby.
CD Baby. Hey, I was going to say Rufus. Now I can't remember what I was going to say, but I'm sure it was important. I'm sure you'll think of it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. Did it have anything to do with how awesome the steaks are here at restaurants in Nicaragua?
That sounds delicious. Are you going out for dinner tonight?
I had a steak today. It was very good. I had a jalapeno sauce.
Wow, that sounds good. Is that sort of some sort of jalapeno chimichurri sauce?
No, it's funny you should say that. That's the other kind of steak that's popular here, is the chimichurri. I don't even know what that is, but I've had it.
I do believe it is parsley and garlic and olive oil chopped up and ground together and mixed together to make some delicious sauce. Delicious. Good stuff.
Yeah. Did you learn that from Joe when he was in culinary school?
I did not, but did you see that picture I sent to you of Joe riding that three-wheeled bicycle?
I don't think I did. What?
Yes, I sent you a picture. I guess, I'm not sure it was Joe. I guess it was his Facebook page. Let's look him up real quick here. And he actually was riding a three-wheeled bicycle like an old woman would buy as his, I guess, landing page. It was very strange.
That sounds very strange. But he was a strange cat.
Yes, he was. We have it on tape, so he was very strange.
Yeah, we do. Because we had cameras installed in his room, and I was monitoring with my computer.
As well as the stuff that I had put in his car to monitor him while he drove around town.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And, the funny thing was when you used to talk to him through his radio, that was good stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm not bringing up the right Joe Bannister, but it's Joe Bannister, but that's the other idiot, Joe Bannister.
I was just scanning my emails to see if I could find it. I found a mention of Joe, but the only attachment in the thread was actually Internet Love Song.
Oh, sorry. I'll find it, and I'll send it to you again. I know you probably want to make it your wallpaper on your computer.
Yeah, I do, and my phone. I might even print it out and just keep it in my wallet.
There you go. Put it in the bathroom for some reading while you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was going to say. I'll tape it to the floor in front of the toilet so I can see it between my feet when I'm taking a crap.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. Hey, now, I don't know. I'd sent you a flash chat here on Blog Talk Radio. It looks like we could promote the show that we're on the air live from our Facebook page. Did you see that at all?
Really?
Yeah, if you go to the, you see you got the studio up here, if you go to promote, you might already be on promote.
Uh-oh.
Do you see that at all, or am I crazy?
No, I see it. I just can't tell whether, let me do it on the Hypersloth page. Or on my personal page.
Hopefully my personal page would say it, because I didn't know the credentials off the top of my head for the Hypersloth page, but who knows? I would think it doesn't really matter as long as you can log in.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just might be an interesting asset to have.
Yeah, I think so. We should be doing that. And also the Twitter, too, because I set up a Hypersloth Twitter. I think Twitter's kind of fading out, though. I don't really hear much about Twitter or people dealing with Twitter.
Twitter seems like a lot of work to keep up with. I mean, unfortunately for me, I can't even figure out fucking Facebook yet. I'm like, where am I? What page is this? I thought this was my homepage. Wait, this isn't my homepage. This is my wall. Oh, my timeline. What? Very confusing for a retarded guy like myself.
But it's surprisingly not user-friendly for something that's, like, dominating the planet.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. We need a total redesign.
And what's crazy is they'll redesign shit or update shit or change how shit works all the time with zero warning, and you'll log in and be like, okay, well, this thing that did one thing does a completely different thing, and now there's this new thing. I don't know what this thing does.
They're
really
just
mismanaged, but I guess that's why the stock is in the toilet.
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
We should start a Facebook page for your neighboring rooster over there. Why don't we give him a name?
I think that's a good idea. Why don't we call him Chimichurri?
There you go. I like it. I like Chimichurri. It probably tastes pretty good dipped in a little Chimichurri, too, eventually.
I'm sure.
Who's that?
Hang on. My
kid's
making demands. That's Levi. He wants to play with the neighbor kid.
As well?
Do what?
I said, did he have steak as well?
He did not have steak. He had half a chicken sandwich. He doesn't like steak. I'm not sure he's my kid.
Yeah, I used to say the same thing. I'm not sure that Shannon is my daughter's mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the dad. I'm just not sure she's the mom.
Because of the not liking psychedelic music?
Yes, exactly. My daughter loves music. She's actually kind of a virtuoso on the drums.
Really? No kidding?
She does. She actually has, you know, that's been my problem lately, Rufus, is I'm having trouble with my rhythm. She can count on my rhythm. I don't know if I'm starting or what.
But your daughter's like, she's into the drums? She likes the drums? Because of Levi?